What it do, what it does, what it be like. Yeah, man, you already know who it is. This your boy, Black Girl, a.k.a. Dr. Haas. And this is the Doctor's Orders Podcast. Man, give me a round of applause, a hand clap of praise or something, man. We on episode 6, man. We on episode 6, man. Give me a little something for that. A lot of people had told me that I wouldn't be able to keep it up with my hectic schedule. And yes, you're absolutely right. I'm not able to keep it up the way that I feel comfortable. I really would like to have one out every week, but every 2 or 3 weeks seems to be doing just fine. However, we do plan on increasing the productivity when it comes to doctor's orders, because people are starting to fall into it. I've heard from a couple of peers of mine and a couple of mutual friends that people are starting to feed into what we got going on here from the Haas Lab. So I'm very gracious for that. As always, thank any returning listeners, and I want to thank anybody who's just giving me the first go round today. So I hope you do enjoy what I'm able to bring to the table with Doctor's Orders. So appreciate that. Thanks for all the love. Got plenty more coming at y'all real soon. Interviews, new music dropping. Of course, man, me and Ski Bell, bro, we've been cooking. And it's pretty much done. I mean, it's done, but we letting it cool off, and we getting the paper plates, and we pulling out the cups, and we ready to eat. You dig? We just ain't brought it to the table yet. So please keep your eyes and ears peeled. It's really going down, man. Black Girl, Ski Bell, Last Men Standing, QTP presented, and Optimo Shack represented. You dig? It's really going down. So yeah, without further ado, man, we're gonna jump off into the latest diagnosis, letting you guys know what's been going on as of late. I guess you all already heard about the Black Gucci boycott that's going on at the moment. A lot of major figures, man, a lot of artists and actors and athletes, etc., you know, rich Negroes, they out here boycotting Gucci right now because of some, they had an article of clothing that resembled blackface. It was actually a sweater, an all black sweater with a little slit hole around what would be the mouth area. And of course that slit hole area is highlighted in red. So for those of you that's not familiar with what blackface is, it's a form of makeup to degrade and disrespect the African-American race. So I definitely agree with the boycott all the way around, all aspects of it. I mean, they had the audacity to have like a blue-eyed, blonde-haired female in her 20s or 30s modeling the damn turtleneck. So I mean, come on, Gucci, y'all know better than that, man. And what's cold about it is, if you really think about it, the black dollar, it remains in its community the least amount of time out of all other races and nationalities, man. Shout out to Killer Mike, trigger warning. Y'all go peep that out on Netflix, but you'll learn a thing or two. That's one thing I learned. The black dollar don't even circulate in his own community. These people are eating off of the black dollar, yet mocking us at the same damn time. So, to all the athletes, actors, public figures that's out here boycotting the Gucci situation, man, I stand by you. I'm a broke cat, so I don't have a double G on my belt. But the rest of these niggas, y'all better stop going to support Gucci, man. Man, speaking of which, bro, man, Floyd Mayweather, man, he out here tripping. He kind of Uncle Tommy. He out here, he actually went to a Gucci store and dropped, you know, a couple $100,000. Literally, like yesterday or some shit. Like right after they start saying that they were gonna boycott this situation, he goes and spend all his bread. Then had the audacity to go up to a TMZ camera and let them know that he was gonna spend his dollar the way he seen fit. He does say that he feels that black lives do matter first and foremost in his situation, but I just disagree with it. He's talking about how he just gonna live on an island, or he just gonna be cruising and living his best life. I mean, look, I respect all that, but there's some things that come before the money and the fame. And in this case, it's integrity for your race and your ancestors. So I'm very disappointed in Floyd Mayweather, but hey, that's none of my business. His excuse is that the same people supporting the Gucci boycott, those people, he don't see those same people supporting the money team, his TMT congregation or collection or whatever you want to call them. Shame on you, Floyd. Shame. Shame on you. It's the same, it's the same, it's the same. So, yeah, that's what that is on that part. Also, they got football after football. Yeah, I know y'all seen the Super Bowl. Shout out to Tom Brady. Picked up ring number 6. I wasn't a huge fan of the man, but I finally can admit that I really do respect him, man. He was not the fastest. He was not the most athletic. Wasn't even the first choice for a lot of people. He was just a throwaway. And, you know, he came through. He came through hard. And we all got to salute him. We can't take the championships and the excellence from him. The things that he did not have, the things that he lacked, he backed it up in his heart and character. So, yeah, on a side note, shout out to Tom Brady and, you know, the Patriots and all them. But back to what I was saying, the Alliance of American Football. It's a little league. Not a little league. It's a league that's been formulated and constructed. But I don't know much about the league. But Saturday night they debuted. Don't know which channel. Please excuse me for not being so prepared on that particular subject. But from what I understand, the ratings for their opening night slightly beat the ratings for a primetime NBA game of the same time slot. So shout out to them, man. Hand clap of praise for them also doing something to keep American football rolling after the Super Bowl is all said and done. I'm going to get more information on them. I'm going to get more information on that league. Because if I'm not mistaken, because at first I was confused. I was thinking, okay, well, I heard the XFL is supposed to come out. But see, that's not, if I'm not mistaken, XFL may or may not start next year. You know, if y'all remember back about 20 years ago, we were in our teens and whatnot, they had XFL. Vince McMahon had a football league. It was kind of like crossing wrestling with real football. It wasn't all that to me, but it produced a few athletes, you know, wound up going to the NFL often. So shout out to the Alliance of American Football. Wish you guys the best of luck and prosperity. And I'll be trying to peep more of what you have to offer. And I will be researching y'all's situation just a tad bit better, because like I said, y'all gotta excuse me for not being so prepared with that portion of the news. Last and not least, and also don't quote me on this. This is just me last minute trying to peep some news for you ladies and gentlemen. But government due to temporarily shut back down, man, February 15th. So if you don't have your W-2s and whatnot filed away and your taxes complete, you better get on it, because it ain't no game. They will delay and or shortstop all government activity soon as these people shut back down. So get it done, man. Get it done. Don't regret it, because you will. Promise you. So yeah, that about wraps up the latest diagnosis. I guess we'll just go right on in to your double dose, your topic of discussion. Kind of plays along the lines of what I was discussing when I spoke on the Tom Brady situation. And what I'm gonna talk about today is focus. Not necessarily the word by definition, but it's an acronym for focus that was brought to my attention and basically changed my life. We're gonna talk about following one course until successful. I'm gonna say that again. We're talking about focus here. Follow one course until successful. Very deep, man. Very deep. Well, first and foremost, although I said I wasn't, let's at least speak on the definition of the word focus out of our dictionary. In the noun form, the first definition is the center of interest or activity. Okay, very interesting. The second definition in the noun form of the word focus It is the state or quality of having or producing clear visual definition. Okay, I'm getting it. So in the noun form, we're talking about a thing. It is the object that we are and or focusing on. In the verb form, the first definition, and this is when speaking of a person or their eyes. Okay, speaking of vision here. The first definition is to adapt to the prevailing level of light and become able to see clearly. Also very interesting. And the second definition in the verb form, is pretty similar. Pay particular attention to. So all of these physical definitions of the word focus, both in the noun and in the verb form, they're all saying the same thing. It is the point. It is a concentration, and it's laser vision. In layman's terms, is what focus really, really is. Whenever you set a goal, whether personal or in your career, relationship goal, parenthood goal, I mean, just any type of goals, there's steps you have to take. There's a route that you have to run through. There's objectives. There's objectives that you got to meet along the way. But there's always it's really the main ending point. Like, what is your focus? There's something that you're needing to pay extra attention to and or use as fuel to continue moving towards. If I make any sense. I hope I make sense when I say that. Because the definition in itself of the word plays a lot into what I'm speaking on of following one course until you're successful. It truly means, you know, it means a lot. It's deeper than it actually seems, honestly, because I just thought it was just a clever little acronym. But when I really thought about it, it's a lot more involved. I mean, when it comes to focus, the number one word that I can think of when it comes to focus is sacrifice. You're gonna sacrifice many things to apply that type of pressure or focus to whatever it is you're doing. You're gonna sacrifice time for sure, because anything that you're trying to reach is gonna take repetition. If you ever think about the term mastery, to master something, they say that's 20,000 hours, to between 10,000 and 20,000 hours of doing the said thing or working under the said condition in order to master it. So with following a course, there's going to be some familiar things along the way that you're going to see. You're going to feel like you passed up the same tree 100 times in the forest, you know, when it comes to focus, because it's going to come from repetition and literally sacrificing time and energy. And by energy, I mean emotional, physical, mental, even spiritual, if you're not prayed up. You will be drained along the lines of trying to focus on a particular thing. I'm saying all that to say you do not give up. You do not give up when it comes to focusing on a goal or an outcome, if you will. Because I know, as a somewhat of an entrepreneur, better yet an artist, because of the fact that I use my creativity on whatever platform. So we'll just say artist. Me being an artist, you tend to believe, it's really hard to explain, but you tend to believe that you have to change up, or that you have to do what others are doing, or that simple entrepreneurship means no, and then a yes out of the blue. And that all comes with following one course. It really does. It comes with the focus. You won't achieve what you're shooting at if you're deterred easily. You literally can't get caught up watching what's happening in the people next to you. You know, you will not succeed that way. That's not what focus is all about. Going back to the sacrifice part, the people around you may make it hard. They'll wonder why you're not doing the things you used to do, or why you're not cutting for them in the ways that you used to sacrifice for them, or better yet, and that word sacrifice has popped up often. Y'all, please excuse me, but it's seriously, I really mean that. Focus and sacrifice is hand in hand, because you're going to give something up for the benefit of a later outcome. And to me, that's what sacrifice is. But whenever you follow one course and you see the constant repetition, and eventually it gets easier, more familiar, you're better to navigate through whatever it is that you felt like you were going into it blind before. Now you have clear vision, if you will. Hence the definition. I mean, it's just real serious. You can get deeper into it if you would like. There's many books that I have read or in the process of reading that will bring focus to your life, or better yet, will help you realize what you need to be focused on. Because by saying following one course, sometimes you must take different approaches. Not everybody is going to do things in the same manner, the same fashion, with the same energy. There are different timetables for different people. Some people started before or after you. Some people are older when they start. Some people are younger when they start. Some people are older when they finish. Some people, it's just different. There's over 7 billion people on this planet. So believe me, I don't think that there's two people, or excuse me, I don't think that you're the only person that's going to go this particular route. But don't think that the route that you've seen particular people be successful by using, don't think that route is also for you. There's too many individual types of people before we even get into the actual number of how many different people there are. There are different types of people, and everybody got to approach it different, with a deeper and better strategy than before, if failure is a repeat outcome. You spend as much time as you can figuring out what went wrong or what you could do different the next go round, and focus will not be so hard. Reaching your goal will not be so hard for you anymore, because you've obtained that focus, and that focus will lift you to mastery. Very, very, very good stuff to let marinate and sit on your dome if you're struggling with either procrastination, or you know, doubting yourself, having low self-esteem, if you will. You just really need to find a focal point and remember exactly what focus really means, and that's to follow one course until successful. So that was your double dose. We're gonna take a little TV time out, and we'll be right back. Yes, sir. We back again, man. It's your boy Black Girl, aka Dr. Hyacinth, and this is the Doctor's Orders Podcast. Man, I hope y'all enjoyed that double dose, man, because that's one very close. It's very close to home for me. I had a lot of trouble focusing, seems like, after high school. Even before I got out of high school, by the time I hit my sophomore year, man, I had lost all focus, man. And just due to circumstance, you know, everybody got their own issues or their own changes in their life that pushes them one way or another, but I was just me going through mine, and I lost a lot of focus around that time and didn't really gain it back. I was, 16, 17. I ain't really gained focus until I was damn near 30, if not after I made 30. But truth is, man, it'll help you in tremendous ways. I really advise anyone to research the subject deeper if you feel like you need that type of direction or that type of help. So going right along with what we just spoke on, we're going to jump off into the truth pill. Now, today's truth pill, I'm pronouncing his name wrong, I'm sure. It's Friedrich Nietzsche. I don't even know. Anyway, it's from centuries ago, of course. But it's very, very intriguing. He said, every activity of man is amazingly complicated. Not only that of a genius, but none is a miracle. Now that one's tricky, because when you look at what he's saying that anything that you can look at known to man in this life, on this planet in which we live, every activity is very, and when he says complicated, to me, I just mean it's very multidimensional. There's a lot of moving pieces, a lot of things to break down when it comes to, anyone's livelihood, anyone's lifestyle or activity or how they engage in things. And it means any common man. It's not just the minds of the extremely brilliant or the athletic abilities of those who are blessed with the health and the body of oxes and goddesses. But what he's saying is, of all men, just mankind, we are complicated beings, and there are things that tend to get in the way of better judgment, but not necessarily a miracle. When he says none of it is a miracle, excuse me, not necessarily, he says, but none is a miracle. He's basically trying to say that it was not on accident. Any success was not on accident. It came from work, hard work, strenuous, tedious repetitions of whatever it was that the next man probably wouldn't do, if you will. Like I said, speaking on the topic of focus and going even further back into what I said about Tom Brady in the beginning of the podcast, whenever he was the second or third backup quarterback at Michigan, and the best way to put it, he was not fast. He was not strong. He didn't throw this powerful football, but he worked hard, man. He worked hard than a motherfucker. And he did everything he could to learn more knowledge of the game and just how to act and how to react. In other words, he's amazingly complicated. As Nietzsche said, every activity of man is amazingly complicated. Well, he went the extra mile. He ate all the extra foods and did all the extra exercises and drills and spent the extra hours, first man in practice, last man out of practice. Spent the extra time breaking down film and watching the activity of successful quarterbacks before him. You know, he took it to the next level. So when we speak on not only that of a genius or not only that of the gifted, is the way I'll put it, when it comes to the activity of any man, not only the ones that's blessed with the ease of doing it naturally, but I'm talking about the man that got to go work hard and put in extra hours. You know, none of that is to be overlooked. It's all amazingly complicated. It takes multiple steps. There's a lot of moving parts to whatever your game plan will be. And none of that is a miracle. You may look at his situation and how he rose from the bottom literally to the top over the past 15, 16, probably longer than that, damn near 20 years. But the point I'm making is that wasn't on accident. That wasn't just some extravagant blessing. Yes, he's a very blessed human being. God seemed fit for him to have what he has because of the fact that he showed up and showed out every day. He proved through his work ethic and his sacrifices that through his focus in general, that his blessings were no accident and that they were meant for him, which makes me very proud because of the fact that I wasn't a fan of the guy. I really I couldn't stand him. Also, me being a Saints fan is like, I feel like he's overshadowing, that people are overlooking Drew Brees, looking at what Tom Brady has done or did or is gonna do. But in all actuality and in all due respect, it wasn't by accident. He did his thing, and he didn't have a bunch of excuses along the way. He didn't get weary when they told him he was too small, when they told him he was too slow, when they said he wasn't talented enough, when he was picked in the sixth round of a seven-round draft. You know, he didn't let that screw him up. He knew what he was going to do. So, take that truth pill. Call me in the morning. I hope y'all know that that was one of the realest truth pills I'm going to give you, because it's something that I battle with every day. Is trying to continue on, you know, writing that song when you don't know if it's gonna pop, you know, recording that podcast if you don't know if anyone's gonna listen, you know, just doing the right things in your household and at your workplace, just praying that you'll be rewarded. Don't really see the fruits of your labor, but you keep going strong. That's what focus is, ladies and gentlemen. Focus is following one course until successful. So if you can follow those simple rules, take this truth pill, run with it, it'll make you a happier human being, man. I guarantee it. And just segueing right on into the refill to close this thing out for y'all today, we're gonna go to Ecclesiastes 9:11 for the refill. And now this one give me goosebumps, because, you know, that's the higher power telling you in one verse everything that I have explained to you in this half hour on this podcast. Honestly, it reads, the race is not won to the swift, but to the one who endureth to the end. One of the most simplest verses you'll ever hear, that you'll ever read, but the most powerful in so many different ways. You know, you're gonna watch people, you're gonna have your eyes on that end result. Whenever you have focus, you're gonna say, hey, this is what I want. It's gonna take XYZ to get there. I'm not sure how long, I'm not sure how much effort it's gonna take, I'm not sure much energy, but I'm just gonna apply 120% every day. And then you just look over to your left and you just see somebody that cares so little about what your goal, like what you're aiming for, they have no value towards. Like they have no intention or no desire to even have what you're shooting at, and they get it in the blink of an eye. They zoom right by you and take it. And it hurts you. It kind of pisses you off on the slick. It makes you upset. And that should never be the case, honestly. If you're truly focused, you're not paying attention to the left and the right of you to see how fast or slow that your neighbor is reaching those goals or achieving those milestones or anything of that nature, man. It's serious, bro. It's serious business that you endure all of the weather, all of the storms, all of the problems, all of the issues. I'm talking everywhere you go. Listen, man, there's too many. In 2019, where we live in, the day and age we live in right now, there's way too many options to escape. There's way too many options to escape. There's Monster.com and Indeed.com with page after page after page of so said positions available if you're trying to leave your job. And a lot of times you want to leave your job to go into an environment that's literally the exact same as the environment you're in, but you feel like because it's a different place, that is not the exact same thing going on. It's simply a cycle. Same thing goes to that circle of peers. You got some real good friends on your side that's telling you exactly what you shouldn't do. They see you doing something negative and they telling you what you shouldn't do. Right, but you got your eye on that. So you're going to resonate to the people that's the yes men. And, oh, yeah, man, you should do. And they don't care. They don't have your true interest at heart. They're not worried about you. They don't love you. Yet you resonate to them because they're the yes people and you feel like that's the only way you're going to get there is by agreeing with them. Or even better yet, in your household, man, in your relationships with your wives and ladies with your husbands. And one thing go wrong, two things go wrong, three things go wrong, you out? Is that the day and age we living in? Like, we got Facebook, Instagram. So, I mean, we got too much. Got too much access, man. We want to throw out the whole relationship with the hardship. Like, people want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's impossible, man. It's impossible, man. Time is the most valuable asset known to man. And if you done invested so much time into your relationship, man, if you really a grown man and you want a real focused trip, you ain't trying to let that go for nothing. I don't care what kind of mistakes. Here's how I rock, and let me know if I'm wrong, but I'm going to rebuild before I relocate. You dig? You can tear this down. If you got a storm coming my way and you flatten me out, I'm not running because I'm scared of another storm. I'm going to rebuild that thing. Stronger than ever. Come knock this one down. And if you knock this one down, that's on me. You want to know why it's on me? Because I ain't Billy Strong enough. If I truly care about my relationship or my household or whatever it is that I'm holding on to, I'm not going to run from it. No matter how much you may look ignorant in the eyes of others, you're not going to run from it. You're going to work things out. You're going to do the best you can. And if for some reason along the way you ever feel doubt or you see somebody else in a similar situation, they might have patched it up and moved on and done much better, or could have went the other direction. They could have split up and found different people to start over with, and now they're both in a better situation. You don't look at how fast or slow someone else has recovered from their storm. Because they all got different approaches. So in your case, you're going to pay attention to what you got going on. Rebuild and rebuild it strong enough. So that way if another storm do come around, it ain't going to break you. You're going to stand through it. And that right there, my people, is enduring to the end. And there's no other way to put that than Ecclesiastes 9:11. And that was your refill. And, you know, just closing this thing out on a serious tip. Because I know I'm really trying to be a better man. But to be a better man, you have to be an honest man. You got to be a real man. And a real man got to know how to take a licking and keep on ticking. No, the game ain't fair. Life ain't fair at all. But that doesn't mean stop playing because it ain't fair. That means adapt and adjust. Whenever we were speaking on the definition of focus in the verb form, when speaking of a person's vision or their eyesight, it was to adapt to the prevailing level of light and become able to see clearly. Self-awareness, man, I can't stress it enough. For those of you that don't understand what I mean by self-awareness, is take a good look at yourself in the mirror. Take a look at your spouse, take a look at your kids, take a look at your circle of friends. Begin to take everything in slowly and start to understand exactly what's what. See clearly, y'all. See clearly. A lot of times you see this stay woke. I'm on some see clearly. And I'm also, if y'all know my hashtags well, it's stay tuned, still highs. That means the world to me, ladies and gentlemen. My bond is my word. When I say stay tuned, I mean stay in tune. I mean stay paying attention. I mean stay focused. And when I say still highs, I mean still highs. I ain't gave up yet. And if I ain't gave up, you can't give up either. Man, I appreciate y'all giving me y'all ear tonight, bro. Honestly, I really do appreciate y'all paying attention, because this one means the world to me, y'all. This particular episode about focus, it means the world to me, because it changed my life. I would not be standing if it wasn't for focus. So, once again, man, if you just jumping in, hollering at me for the first go around, I really appreciate your ear. Any returning listeners, thank you once again for paying attention to me this morning, evening, or night, whichever time you're on it. For those of you that don't know where to catch this particular Dr. Zorda's episode, or all the other episodes for that matter, yeah, man, y'all can go to Anchor out, man, or anchor.fm/blackgirlhighs, BLACKEARLHAAS. Y'all already know. For those of y'all that's already into the listening to podcasts and things of that nature, man, y'all can catch me on, and I quote, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, Castbox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. Special shouts out to Anchor, who got a new partnership with Spotify, so it'll be much easier for you guys to catch me there. And that's at the Earl Nelson Spotify page. And for anybody trying to get up on that music, you already know the Black Girl Highs page on Facebook, and at Black Girl Highs on Instagram. That's at @BlackGirl_Highs on Instagram. And be sure to check out the Black Girl Spotify page. Once again, man, this was the Dr. Zorda's podcast. This is Black Girl, a.k.a. Dr. Highs. Peace and love. Appreciate y'all.